Turn in your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9.
Por favor, abre su Biblia a Deuteronomio 7, versículo 9.
And then turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9.
Y también abre en su Biblia en 1 de Corintios 1, 9.
And we want to look at 1 Corinthians 1, 9 first.
Primero vamos a leer en 1 de Corintios 1, 9.
And then we'll read Deuteronomy 7, verse 9.
Y después vamos a leer Deuteronomio 7, 9.
You'll notice there's a verse in the New Testament and one in the Old Testament.
Podemos mirar aquí que vamos a leer versículo del Nuevo Testamento y uno del Antiguo Testamento.
We've seen that God is love.
Hemos aprendido y leído que Dios es amor.
We've seen that God is holy.
Que Dios es santo.
And today we're going to see that God is faithful.
Y hoy vamos a leer que Dios es fiel.
1 Corinthians 1:9 says this.
Primero de Corintios 1:9 dice,
God is faithful.
Fiel es Dios.
And by him you were called to the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Por el cual fuisteis llamados a la comunión con su Hijo Jesucristo, nuestro Señor.
It starts off, God is faithful.
Empieza con las palabras, fiel es Dios.
Then, turn to Deuteronomy 7:9.
Ahora en Deuteronomio 7:9.
And it says, know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy with them who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations.
Dice, conoce pues que Jehová tu Dios es Dios, Dios fiel, que guarda el pacto y la misericordia a los que le aman y guardan sus mandamientos hasta por mil generaciones.
Let's read that first part of verse 9 again.
El primer parte de versículo 9 una vez más.
Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God.
Conoce pues que Jehová tu Dios es Dios, Dios fiel.
God is faithful.
Dios es fiel.
Lord, we ask that you would open your word to our hearts once again. More specifically, open your very heart to us. For Lord, we know that you are love, that you are holy, but you're also faithful.
Thank you, God.
And Lord, we ask that you would just reassure our hearts once again. And we ask for this in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen and amen. As we have been discussing Joseph in our Sunday school lesson.
En discutir la historia de José en nuestra lección de la escuela dominical.
The story of Joseph, to me, is an excellent example of God's faithfulness.
La historia de José es ejemplo excelente acerca de la fidelidad de Dios.
After being betrayed by his brothers,
después de ser maltratado por sus hermanos,
Joseph ending up in a land that is unknown to him,
José encontrándose en país no conocido por él.
And yet knowing that God has spoken to him about his future.
Y aún conociendo que Dios le había hablado de su mismo futuro.
Would find himself in the most contrary of circumstances.
Se encontró en circunstancia de aflicción.
Everything that would seem to be an answer to his dreams are non-existent.
Todo lo que pudiera ser respuesta a cumplir su sueño ni existía.
Everything that Joseph does is blessed by God.
Todo lo que José hace es bendecido por Dios.
Yet Joseph is misunderstood.
Sin embargo, José fue malentendido.
He's falsely accused and thrown into prison.
Fue acusado falsamente y tirado al prisión.
It would be so difficult for Joseph, the Bible says, the word of God tried him.
Era tan difícil para José que la Biblia nos dice que la palabra de Dios lo probó.
But as we saw in our Sunday school lesson a little earlier,
pero como estudiábamos en la lección de la escuela dominical,
all of the events would change right within a short span of time.
Todo de los eventos se cambió en un momento de tiempo.
As a prisoner, he would eventually stand before Pharaoh.
Como prisionero, después de ser prisionero, se paró delante de Faraón.
And within just a few moments, he goes from a prisoner to the second in command in Egypt.
Y en un momento de tiempo, se cambió de ser esclavo y prisionero a ser prince de Egipto.
And what this shows us is God's faithfulness.
Y esto nos enseña que Dios es fiel.
God is faithful to his people.
Dios es fiel a su pueblo.
You and I in this room today are his people.
Usted y yo aquí unidos somos el pueblo de Dios.
And God is going to be faithful to you.
Y Dios va a ser fiel a usted.
In the same way that God is love.
De la misma manera que Dios es amor,
the same way that God is holy,
y la misma manera que Dios es santo,
God is faithful.
Dios es fiel.
1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, "Faithful is he who calls you, who also will do it."
Primero de Tesalonicenses 5:24 dice, "Fiel es el que os llama, el cual también lo hará."
Revelation 19:11.
Apocalipsis 19:11 dice,
it says, "I saw heaven opened, and there was a white horse, and he who sat on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war."
Entonces vi el cielo abierto, y había un caballo blanco. El que lo montaba se llamaba Fiel y Verdadero, y con justicia juzga y pelea.
That's who he is.
Dios es fiel.
He's faithful and true.
Dios es fiel y verdadero.
2 Timothy 2:13.
Segundo de Timoteo 2:13 dice,
it says, "If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself."
Si somos infieles, él permanece fiel, porque no puede negarse a sí mismo.
He's even faithful when we're not faithful.
Él sigue fiel aun cuando nosotros no somos fiel.
Again, it's because it's who he is.
Porque él es fiel.
One last verse, Lamentations 3:22-23.
Otro versículo, Lamentaciones 3:22-23.
It says, "It's of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. His compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness."
Dice que por la misericordia de Jehová no hemos sido consumidos, porque nunca decayeron sus misericordias, nuevas son cada mañana, grande es tu fidelidad.
There are many, many verses that describe the Lord's faithfulness.
Hay muchos versículos que describen que Dios es fiel.
We serve a God that is faithful.
Servimos a Dios y Él es fiel.
When it seems like God has delayed,
cuando parece que Dios se ha tardado,
God is faithful.
Dios es fiel.
When it seems like everything is going contrary than what we expected,
y cuando parece que todo va saliendo al contrario que esperábamos,
God is faithful.
Dios es fiel.
But God will take care of his people because he is faithful.
Dios cuidará de su gente, de su pueblo, porque Dios es fiel.
God comes through.
Dios sigue siempre fiel.
I remember when I was on my way to Bible school to Pennsylvania one time.
Yo recuerdo cuando iba viajando a la escuela bíblico en Pennsylvania.
My means of transportation then was the Greyhound bus.
En ese tiempo yo viajaba por el autobús, or and, bus.
And I remember traveling with two big heavy bags.
Y yo recuerdo que estaba viajando yo con dos grandes maletas.
And I remember when we would change from bus to bus, sometimes you had to get your bags from the one bus and carry them to the other bus.
Y yo recuerdo cuando era tiempo de cambiar de un bus a otro bus, necesitábamos agarrar nuestras maletas para llevar al otro bus.
And I don't know how many times I would say to the Lord,
y yo no sé cuántas veces yo le pedí al Señor,
can you bring someone to help me carry at least one of these bags, Lord?
Señor, ¿puedes mandar a alguien que me puede ayudar para levantar uno de mis maletas?
And so I'd be there on the side of the bus getting my big heavy bags.
Y yo me encontraba al lado del bus preparado para levantar mis grandes maletas.
And every time as I would begin walking away with those heavy bags,
y cada vez al empezar andando yo con mis grandes maletas,
someone would show up and say, can I help you with one of those?
Alguien venía y me preguntaba, ¿te puedo ayudar con uno de esos?
God is faithful.
Dios es fiel.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea Dios.
I remember one time I was driving my car.
Yo recuerdo una vez estaba viajando en mi carro.
It was back about 94 or so.
En el año 1994.
And I was driving down the road and my car died out on the side of the road.
Y estaba viajando y paró de trabajar mi carro ahí al lado del camino.
And when it died out, I said, oh no, Lord, I don't know what to do. Bring someone to take me home.
Y le dije, Señor, yo no sé qué hacer. Mande a alguien para llevarme a mi casa.
And as soon as I stopped the car, another car stopped behind me.
Y después que mi carro se paró, un carro se vino detrás de
mí. I got out and popped open my hood and this person came around and said, hey, do you need a ride?
Ellos examinaron mi carro y me preguntaron, ¿necesitas ayuda?
And lo and behold, it was my first cousin, Teddy.
Y era mi primo, Teddy.
Just right away, I didn't even have to ask or find out a ride. There he was. Amen.
Era como inmediatamente Dios me ayudó y le mandó a Teddy para ayudarme.
We serve a God that is faithful.
Dios es fiel.
And God has shown himself faithful to me.
Y Dios se ha enseñado ser fiel.
I've told you this story before, but I'll say it again.
He compartido esta historia antes, pero quiero compartirla otra vez.
In New York City, my friend and I needed to get from, it was called the Timothy House, all the way back to Broadway, to the Times Square Church. So we had to get a ride from a taxi from Timothy House, which was in Spanish Harlem, all the way back to Times Square Church.
En la ciudad de Nueva York, yo y mi amigo necesitábamos ir del ministerio de Timothy House. Necesitábamos viajar hasta la calle Broadway en a la iglesia Times Square Church.
I had never called for a taxi before.
Yo nunca antes de ese tiempo había pedido por un taxi para llevarme a cualquier lugar.
I was very naive then.
Yo era muy inocente, no sabía nada de eso.
The only thing I knew of taxis was what I saw on TV.
Solo yo conocía lo que había visto en la televisión acerca de esos carros.
So knowing we were going to have to get a taxi, I was in prayer that morning.
Y conociendo que necesitábamos ir de ese lugar al otro, yo me encontré en oración esa mañana.
And I said, Heavenly Father,
y le dije, Padre Celestial,
I don't know how to get taxis.
Yo no sé nada de encontrar o llamar a un taxi.
So can you bring a taxi right to the front of the building when we walk out so I don't have to try to get a taxi? Let it just come right to the front.
Entonces, Señor, yo te pido que si puedes mandar a un taxi al frente del edificio, a la puerta, porque yo no sé cómo llamar para un taxi.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesucristo.
Amen.
Amen.
So we got all our stuff ready and we were walking out the door.
Y juntábamos nuestras cosas y salimos de la puerta.
We took our step onto the street.
Tomamos un paso a la calle.
And guess what was driving down the road?
¿Y qué piensan ustedes que venía en el camino?
One of those yellow New York taxis.
Uno de esos amarillos, carros amarillos de Nueva York.
All we had to do was just go.
Yo solo tenía que levantar mi mano.
Just a little wave.
Solo de levantar mi mano así.
It stopped. Where do you need to go?
Se paró el carro y nos preguntaron, ¿a dónde?
We got to go 51st and Broadway.
Y le dijimos en el calle 51st y el calle Broadway.
God answered my prayer.
Dios contestó mi petición.
God is faithful.
Dios es fiel.
God is faithful.
Dios es fiel.
And I'm here to tell you that God is not only faithful to me, He's faithful to all of us.
Y estoy aquí para decir que Dios no solo es fiel para mí.
God
Dios
doesn't
es
have
fiel
favorites.
A todos, porque Dios no tiene favoritos.
He loves us all the same.
Él nos ama a cada uno de nosotros de la misma amor profundidad.
God is faithful the same to each of His children.
Dios es fiel a cada uno de sus hijos.
That's what his name is on that horse, faithful and true.
Él es el nombre de Jesucristo, el que montaba ese caballo, fiel y verdadero.
And you find throughout the scripture the faithfulness of God.
Y leemos en mucha de la Biblia acerca de la fidelidad de Dios.
And so I don't know what you're going through.
Y yo no sé por lo que usted está pasando.
What you've experienced in the past or even presently.
Lo que ha pasado en el pasado o presentemente.
One thing is for sure.
Pero una cosa es cierto.
God is faithful.
Dios es fiel.
God is for you. He's not against you.
Dios es para usted, no en contra de usted.
We have a faithful God.
Nuestro Dios es fiel.
And because He is faithful,
y porque Dios es fiel,
you can trust Him.
Podemos confiar en Él.
You don't need to waver. Keep trusting Him.
No tenemos que dudar. Podemos tener confianza en Él.
God is faithful.
Dios es fiel.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand this morning.
En esta mañana, póngase de pie, por favor.
And let's ask the faithful God to continue to be faithful in our lives.
Vamos a pedirle a Dios, quien es fiel, que sigue siendo fiel en nuestra vida.
Lord, I thank you so much for your word, which tells us the truth of who you are. Lord, you are love, and you extend that love no matter, Lord God, how we respond. Your love is always being shown and given, just like your holiness. Lord, you are so holy, and yet you have made a way for us, Lord God, even to be able to approach you because of the blood of Jesus. And because we are saved, we've been adopted into the family of God. And because you are our God, you are faithful to us. And so I pray that, Lord, you would continue to show your faithfulness to each and every one that is here in a very special way. Remind them of your love and faithfulness in everything that they do. I pray that you would just continue to confirm it over and over again as you provide, as you meet us, as you make things work out. Lord, that you will continually and constantly show yourself faithful because that's who you are. And so, Lord, in your faithfulness, meet everyone here, even those that are not here,
yes,
those that are watching online, those that, Lord, are away.
Yes,
we pray
Jesus.
That you would show yourself yes, faithful God. To them in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I pray that, Lord God, you would just manifest yourself
yes,
in such a holy, a profound way that, Lord, there would be no doubts as to your faithfulness in our lives. Lord, there can be story after story that we can tell. And so I pray that that would be the reality of our lives, for that's who you are, and we are your children. And so constantly show yourself faithful, we do ask. And Lord, whatever anyone in this room is going through, I pray that you'd reassure their hearts once again that, Lord, you are going to be faithful. And so bless this congregation. Lord, we pray your hand would be upon them in their going out and coming in. And Lord, in your faithfulness, meet us, take care of us, and be glorified in and through our lives, we ask. Jesus. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. God is faithful.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.